This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love in the air here on the DJB Experience. Very important conversations as well. I'm thankful to have Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan at the, I don't know, not at my service. That's not about me, but you at your service and on your side. It is sexist.
Yeah, right.
And we all know that I'm not. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in a few minutes with an update on important medical information. Right now, from New Jersey, we go to Victoria Keelan, who is a Jerseyite. Is that the best way of people who come from New Jersey or Jerseyites? What do they call people? Jerseyans? What do they call?
I don't know. I'm just a Jersey girl.
People from New Jersey. I wish that you would have answered Dougie going, yeah, how you doing, Dougie?
Okay. That is not how people talk.
Oh, come on. I've seen the Jersey Shore.
The Sopranos. That's how the Sopranos talk.
Cab's here.
He's from Rhode Island, okay? So no one on Jersey Shore was from New Jersey. However, I did watch the show.
That is refreshing. All right. So anyway, where was I? Oh,
I don't know. You were going somewhere with Jersey.
I was. There's a new gaming opportunity in New Jersey. Apparently, they're opening up some casinos, and skill-based slot machine operators are going to be allowed. Payout determined by the player's ability. I never thought there was any skill involved in using a slot machine. Certainly on my part, there wasn't any skill. I remember the first time I ever went to Las Vegas was for a bus convention when I was in the bus business in the 1970s.
I know, right?
It was very glamorous. And I brought $300 with me. And I had four people that were working with me that were on the trip with me. And we went to a casino. I don't even remember. I think it was the Dunes, which is no longer in existence. And I just sat there like a fool and pulled. It was not electric like it is now. You put the money in the slot and you pull it. That's why they call them one-armed
bandits.
Yeah,
back in the good old days, you could hear the money falling out when you won.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I had no idea, but a lot of you who go to these gambling joints probably know, maybe you are among that group has figured out how to work the slot machines. How do you do that? How do you figure out, how is there's a skill to figuring out how the slot machines work, and people have figured it out, and they used to chase those people off the floor, like they, people who counted cards when you were playing at the blackjack table, they could find those people and throw them out. Well, there were people that used to figure out how the slot machines worked, and they'd play the machines and win. And then when people watch these guys walk around the floors, watch this stuff, they can figure out who knows how to do it. They throw them out. But now they're encouraging them, apparently, in New Jersey. So, is Atlantic City.
But, I mean, Atlantic City is it's in such disarray right now. It's bankrupt. I mean, it's terrible. So I don't know about adding more stuff to Atlantic City being the answer. Fixing what's currently there maybe is a better approach.
All right, so how much influence did, not to make this political, but was Trump, didn't Trump close all of his stuff down on the boardwalk?
Well, he didn't close it.
He
it
got
was
out.
Closed down. Yeah, he got
Is that
he
where
got
he got
out
went bankrupt? Is that one of his bankrupt things?
It was one of his bad times, because he lost a ton in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay, next up, there's a move afoot, apparently, according to an informed source, that George Soros is funding some people or some groups that are trying to get into the hierarchy of the Catholic Church and change the way the Catholic Church operates.
I hadn't heard that. Who's your source?
Live on the scene.
Oh, wait. It was me.
Our resident Catholic. All right, so what's the story?
Well, the story has sort of come out linked to these WikiLeaks emails, and in the emails, the Clinton campaign, some of the higher-ups, Jen Palmieri specifically, who's the Clinton campaign spokesperson, was making fun of Catholics, making fun of Rupert Murdoch for baptizing his kids
that's
Catholic.
That's a good way to get votes.
Yeah, right? Especially because when you consider that the Catholic Church, like whoever the Catholics support in the last, I think, five elections has actually become president of the United States. So, and they're kind of a group where it tends to skew more Democrat, but, you know, I mean, there's a good mix. So, offending
Catholic
that group and saying that conservative Catholicism is just one step away but more acceptable to rich people than evangelicalism, like being an evangelical Christian, is one of the other things they're saying. So, then you find out that George Soros has been trying to hijack the Catholic Church over the last several years. He put in a ton of money into these two fake sort of shill Catholic groups to try to influence Pope Francis. Remember when he came to the U.S. last year? Before the presidential election year started. And he wanted to push American bishops towards supporting social justice causes. So these two groups that were highly funded, I think in the millions of dollars, he labeled these groups Catholic, and he started putting pressure on these higher-ups in the Catholic Church to become more socially liberal and to get away from more of the conservative Catholic values. And people aren't taking too kindly to that because these are not real Catholics. I mean, the idea is, yes, there can be discussions about reform within the Catholic Church, but let the Catholic Church decide that, right? The people that are actually Catholics, not fake shill organizations set up by George Soros.
Okay, in a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on this program, is going to answer the question, can olive oil be used to treat constipation? Up next here.
Let's ask Popeye.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, here we are at quarter past the hour. Dr. Kren... Wait a minute.
Kren Kronhaus.
Where did that come from? Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a medical expert. Well, you like that, huh? And also a fabulous cardiologist. And see, I've gotten into this word fabulous, and I can't seem to, it's right there every time I open my mouth. Anyway, Ken is extraordinarily credible, and that's why he's on this program, has a lot of science in his background, and thus the question on olive oil being used to treat constipation will be taken seriously here. What's the answer?
Well, yes, this is very serious, Doug. Olive oil may be a safe and healthy way to get stools moving again. The fat in olive oil, Doug, can help make the insides of the bowel smoother, making stools easier to pass. It can also help the stool hold in more water to keep it softer. So what do? One tablespoon of olive oil taken on an empty stomach in the morning may relieve constipation for many healthy adults. Taking more than this amount can lead to diarrhea and cramps and is not recommended. Olive oil is not recommended for babies and children with constipation.
All right. So let's talk about any of the healthy oils. Look, why not coconut oil? Or in addition to olive oil, couldn't you use any of these healthy oils to do the same thing? Because you're really basically greasing the pipe. Isn't that really what's going on?
Well, this is what's been reported, and maybe a study needs to be done on the olive oils, the other oils, but olive oil has just been studied and reported to be effective.
If you're cooking your food in olive oil, why would you need to take extra? If you're having something every day that's cooked somehow in olive oil, would that be enough?
That should be great.
Okay. All right, let's talk about menopause. One of our favorite focuses here. More evidence that menopause and its impact, or the brain fog that women experience going through menopause, is real. Where did this information come from?
Journal of Neuroscience, September 28, 2016. Those memory lapses many women notice, Doug, around menopause, they're real, and they can begin at a relatively young age. It's common for women going through menopause to complain of brain fog, that's forgetfulness and difficulty concentrating and thinking clearly. A woman's performance on certain memory tests, Doug, tends to dip as her estrogen levels drop, and it happens during the average age range of menopause, 45 to 55.
Can we underscore a thinking clearly there?
Absolutely.
All right.
I think you're living this study.
I might be. All right. I wouldn't accuse anybody of that, but it's interesting to hear how all the pieces fit together. Anyway, plaque, calcium pills, the buildup of plaque in the artery. Now, this is going to be something that's difficult to understand. You got about a minute to explain it well. If we're told as we get older to make sure there's plenty of calcium in our system, but I don't know if anybody tells you how much actually to take supplementation-wise. You take too much, looks like you could be in serious trouble.
Absolutely. Journal of the American Heart Association. Doug, calcium should be in the blood, it should be in the bones, but not in the circulation. So taking excess calcium in the form of supplements may harm the heart and vascular system. There does not seem to be any harm in eating a heart-healthy diet that includes calcium-rich foods, and it may even be a beneficial thing for the heart, but patients should really discuss any plan to take calcium supplements with their doctor to sort out a proper dosage or whether they even need such supplements. If you take any calcium supplement, make sure you take it with vitamin D, but try to get your calcium from your diet.
All right, let's talk about your arteries as long as we're there, and Superbeets. Give us 30 or 40 seconds on why Superbeets is so good for your arteries.
Sure. We learned from the Nobel Prize-winning research awarded in 1998 that there's a messenger in the body called nitric oxide. You have to continuously make nitric oxide, so you need the building blocks of nitric oxide. Neogenes, the company, makes two products, Superbeets, which gives you a boost of nitric oxide, and Neo40, which increases the tank at your saliva check to see if you need Neo40.
800-655-4183 for Superbeets.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is what you want to wake up to, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. White Stripes. For quite a long time, fans of White Stripes have been wondering what it would take to get Jack and Meg White back on the same page. Turns out the unifying factor was a mutual anger over Donald Trump using the White Stripes Seven Nation Army as a campaign song. Is that what we have playing in the background here?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Ah, listen to this. As it turns out earlier this week,
don't want to hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you.
It's a good song to get fired up about, but...
It is. All right, so earlier this week, Jack and Meg White issued a statement objecting to Trump using this song in a campaign video. Now the label is using the squabble to sling some new stuff, merchandise from its web store. The t-shirt front reads, Icky Trump. A play off their 2007 single, Icky Thump. Voice just of him to the serve a white American treating a Mexican badly. Likewise, the back of the shirt features lyrics from the song, quote, white Americans, what? Nothing better to do? Why don't you kick yourself out? You're an immigrant too. Who's using who? What should we do? Well, you can be a pimp and a prostitute too. So there's no response, shockingly, from the Trump campaign.
But that's brilliant. I mean, instead of all of these whiners going, you can't use my song because I don't agree with you politically, why not have fun and make a little money off of it?
Yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant. This is the first musician I've ever seen that tells some Republican, you can't use my music, that actually did it right.
And it's always
telling the Republicans. And you never hear that when it's coming to the Democrat side. You never hear some musician.
I can't remember one single circumstance where they told a Democrat, don't use my song.
And never,
because
ever
Democrats don't want to use, what's his name? name, the guy, Ted Nugent. They don't want to use his bad music. He's the only one out there.
No, we're not talking about if any other people who are musicians are lending their music.
But what she's saying is there aren't that many conservative musicians.
Yeah, but who,
unless you get in the country.
Ted Nugent. That's not, I don't think that was the point. I got your remark. I'm not sure that they were understood. But anyway, that, I think the inference is that there are more people who would vote on the Democratic side who are musicians.
Yeah.
And not,
artists
right.
and musicians tend to be more liberal anyway.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although some
right.
some have not supported Hillary and they have been adamant about being Bernie Sanders fans.
Bernie
so
fans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. We'll focus on the Greg Allman biopic. New York Marine and General Insurance Company looking to disclaim any payment responsibility for what happened in 2014 during the shooting of the Greg Allman movie Midnight Rider in Georgia. A train collision killed camera assistant Sarah Jones, left other crew members hurt. This week, the insurer filed a motion that argues it doesn't have to cover losses resulting from criminal acts. It's a crime in the state of Georgia to enter upon the property of another after getting notice from the owner that such entry is forbidden. Apparently, the production crew did exactly that. They entered into railroad property, placed a hospital bed across the track, filmed a movie scene after the railroad had twice denied them permission to use their land. And so the producer pled guilty last year, got a lenient sentence of 2 years imprisonment, county jail, 8 years of probation. Assistant director was tried, found guilty, and she took a plea, apparently.
Yeah, and the director's already out.
Right. So
this is. Do you remember this story?
Vaguely.
Yeah, this was. Greg Allman was devastated over this. It was really, really sad.
28 past the hour.
A better way to clean fruits and vegetables before they get to market. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Most fruits and vegetables go through some sort of a wash process after they're harvested. Those washes can be pretty harsh, according to Bill Dieterich of BioWish Technologies in Cincinnati.
In most operations, things like chlorine are used or hydrogen peroxide. So those types of chemicals are typically used. But certainly in all the operations that we go to, we either remove or reduce the chemicals across the board.
Dieterich says BioWish makes a fruit and vegetable wash that is biological, that reduces the need for those chemicals he mentioned, and that saves water, energy use, and labor.
The team that is involved with this company and the amount of research and development and the due diligence that we put in is really something that it's a great thing to be part of. And our goal is increasing the food security to meet the needs whilst being conscious of the environmental impacts.
Dieterich says the fruit and vegetable wash from BioWish is certified for use in organic operations in most of the United States. And he says many of their international customers ship their products to the U.S. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The good souls. Why, how many times are you going to listen to this on the same day? You know, I like this song. I think we're stuck on the track, as it were.
Have we listened to this one? Like what? 7 Coldplay songs. They all sound kind of similar.
No, yeah, it's Coldplay sounds a lot. I like Chuck Berry songs. They're all the same song. Just a couple of different lyrics here and there. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are here to save your soul.
Thank God.
Yes. Sounds like a revival meeting. Souls are not saved in bundles. I saw this and I thought this was wonderful. Love is the necessary force. The problems facing our country are deeper than the way we look at work and whether Daesh is the problem. I find it very troubling when I see a lot of information that seems to point at us being a mosaic instead of a melting pot. We have a crisis of segmentation in our country. We are intimate in a negative fashion. We know too much about some people, and what we know about them doesn't make any difference, really. But we use that intimacy or some of that knowledge to sort of hide our own stuff. Do you know what I mean? We look at other people and point at them and say, look at that guy, or look at that woman. When in fact, we all have things. There are many of us. Who have something that is gratuitous, something that is distracting, something that just isn't right in the minds of somebody else. It may be, we all have reasons for being the way that we are, but I would suggest to you that there's no reason for you to dislike somebody else. The term hate comes into mind. I hear so many people, I hate Donald Trump, or I hate Hillary Clinton, or I hate this, or I hate that. Come on. You're better than that. They have problems, each of them, both of them, all of the people. I mean, whether you're running a business, or you're running a family, or you're running for office, whatever it is, you're not perfect. Now, maybe the pile up here is greater because we know more about these people. But how many, the guy who runs Goldman Sachs, if he were to be scrutinized like this, what do you think, how does he stand up? Or the person who runs your local local convenience store, or somebody who is driving a bus.
I mean, forget that. What if you were running for office? What would people dig up on you? Because everything's available, right? So what would be the worst that they could find?
It would be embarrassing for my family. I mean, I've done silly stuff in my time. Have I done anything awful? No. But have I done things embarrassing? Of course I have.
Nice try.
I can't imagine you doing anything that embarrassing.
No, I've done silly things.
You know, there was some girls.
When I was...
Oh, like sex tapes? Okay, got it.
No, about 40 years ago, and literally it was when I was just divorced, I was seeing a married woman, and her husband showed up at the door. And it was very, very, very uncomfortable. Not to mention the fact that it was, there's no reason to dig. I'm just saying.
That's nothing. That's not even registering on the needle here. The needle's not moving on that one.
For Donald Trump, it has been, though. I mean, for him saying dumb things about women, it's been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never said things like that. Honestly, I've never. I mean, I've not engaged in, even when I was younger. And I don't know why there's no self-defense in here. I've just always stayed away from that stuff for whatever.
The problem is, though, when you live your life without a filter, with a lot, and I think Doug and I share this a little bit, and I think we're better probably on the air because you have to be, but that's what I would worry about, is I constantly say things that are just meant in jest because I just like to make people laugh. I like to make myself laugh.
Right, and you do. You make us all laugh.
I make myself laugh all the time. But when I say stupid things, I go, gosh, you know what? If I ever want to run for president, Kara Schilling has all the evidence that she ever needs to take me down, because I've said a lot of stupid things on tape. Now, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you have to really worry about. So the question is, Dougie, knowing that you've got some embarrassing stuff, that nothing terrible or catastrophic, but something that would make you or your family uncomfortable.
Right, make my family.
Would you choose to run for office for the greater good, or would you protect your family? Go!
If I thought I had a chance to do some good and could win, I'd run and let the chips fall. Because there's nothing, as you said, there's nothing that's that horrible. I certainly haven't behaved toward women the way Donald Trump has. I haven't. Have there been people who worked for me that didn't like working for me and that think that I was a cretin? Yeah. Would they come forward? There are a few people that I might.
But, like Victoria, I wouldn't say anything. You could
know.
No, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
But not like a cretin, maybe you guys had personality conflicts, but not a cretin because you were, you know, trying to grope somebody.
No.
There's a huge difference. Don't paint yourself out to be way worse.
Well, there was that one time when he told Jamie Lee Curtis that he liked her beefy arms.
Well, but that's silly. There's so much silly stuff here. Anyway, the point is that I would like us to think better of ourselves. I think maybe that's the point. I think better of ourselves and those who are around us. But we've fallen into this whole business of, because this person believes that way, he or she is wrong or bad. But the more you, maybe this is part of the symptom, I don't know, the more you desire or quest for power or control, the more it seems the things that are that make you vulnerable come to the surface. Because as a matter of course, you are going to do things because of your desire, because of what you want. It will have brought you to the precipice in other areas. You go right to the limit and maybe go over the line. But that's part of the personality of someone who seeks to either run the country, run Goldman Sachs, run whatever big company you can think of or whatever big institution you can think of. You think these people that run these huge colleges are sweet? And the reason they get there is because they are fundraisers. And if you know anything about fundraising, you know those people will stop at nothing to get at your money. And I mean nothing. So, it's, you know, none of us. What is it? The old don't throw stones.
But the people live in glass houses.
Yeah. Don't. That, I think that's a good rule to remember. Don't be critical of other people. Look at yourself.
In this day and age, with Facebook and photographs and cameras on every cell phone, I mean, who does run for president in the next 20 years? I mean, there's something I'm sure for everybody now.
It is interesting to. I mean, the next generation, like you just said, Jen, in the next 20 years, that's going to be, you know, the social media generation running, and it's going to be so interesting to see. What I think will happen is that we are all so desensitized to all of it at that point that it won't matter. But it is an interesting.
But it's kind
thing
of like Googling someone that you're going to hire. You know, it's like when you're working in the job force, you're going to Google a potential candidate for a job. That's what's going to happen on a very, very large scale for anybody who runs for any kind of higher office.
Right.
Well, there's lots of food for thought here. 44 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away.
Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty, And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Now let's meet a couple of people who are going to help us figure out what, as we spend so much time in this, in our country, especially in the world, and I find it appropriate for us to talk about this because there's a lot of medical news and information discussed on this program, and the topic of cancer in the workplace is important. So let's meet Sonia Kashuk and Rebecca Nellis. Ms. Kashuk is a cancer survivor, founder of the Sonia Kashuk Beauty Line, and Ms. Nellis is the chief mission officer at Cancer and Careers. Ladies, welcome. Why is this an important focus, cancer in the workplace versus cancer in any other arena that we live in?
Well, for me, you know, as a woman who was diagnosed and, you know, went through breast cancer, I have so many people now that I speak to throughout. Every day someone calls me with a cancer diagnosis, and I think the first question that is will I, am I going to survive, and the second is, can I work? And so, you know, nobody has a clue of what their rights are when it comes to a cancer diagnosis and working, and it's such an important aspect of your diagnosis as well, for on the level of how you feel emotionally and mentally, and giving you something else to focus on rather than just your diagnosis. So in a weird way, work is a very healthy place to be in a emotional position. I mean, for me, you know, it's the first thing I tell women, men, is go to work. Like, after a treatment, try to go to work, because it's like you have something else to focus on. And I think that there's nothing else in the world like Cancer and Careers. So it's a super powerful organization. And Rebecca, I think you can even talk to it on a bigger level.
So yes, when we're talking about cancer, more than 1.6 million people are newly diagnosed each year. So that's a big number in our population. And so as Sonia pointed to, work can provide all kinds of sources of support, from obviously paycheck and health insurance and benefits, but also emotional and intellectual and identity level of support. And so in our most recent survey, 73% of cancer patients and survivors said they wanted to work. And patients often tell us that work helps them, you know, maintain that sense of normalcy and, as Sonia said, takes the focus off their diagnosis. The vast majority, in fact, said working helped in some way, most commonly by making them feel normal, providing a routine, making them feel productive, keeping their mind off cancer. So Sonia's personal experience really brings to light what we're hearing from survivors anecdotally and through the data.
Well, let me just give about a minute here. Ms. Kashuk, what is your employer, the boss, what's the role of the boss here?
Well, I think there's many different roles that boss can take on. I mean, as you know, I was in control of my own company, so I didn't personally have to deal with that. But I think, you know, that starts coming into who that person is and how that person is able to deal with an employee. Both, you know, this is one that heartfulness, that's when the real person kind of steps forward, of how do you deal with an employee with a diagnosis, and understanding the personal and the professional aspects of it.
The human side of it, yeah. Sonia Kashuk and Rebecca Nellis, if you want more information on this, this is good for all, it would seem, including those who've had cancer. Cancerandcareers.org. Cancerandcareers.org. Ladies, thank you for the story.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device.
Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here we go. Time for one of my favorite portions of the program every week, Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, a syndicated show that's heard around the country on tens of thousands of radio stations, not only here, but he just got picked up in Iran. So if you're listening in Tehran, you'll hear the Money Pit and there'll be subtitles, so they're translated into Arabic. It's a fabulous opportunity for everybody around the world
nice.
To know what's going on with Tommy the K. All right. In a moment, I would like to ask you for advice. That's what you're here for. You're
That's
good
unique.
Advice.
Just say no, Tommy. Just say no.
Yeah. Walk away.
No. This is about what to put into your wood-burning stove. Should we?
Wood?
All right. So, what did you say?
I'm going out on a limb. How about wood?
All right, I'll study up.
You see what I have to put up with? This kind of insubordination and insolence from these people who are on the air with me, Tom, is a good thing.
I can't imagine. And I feel terrible for them.
Do you really? Yeah. What, because they're working with me? Thanks a lot.
Yes, obviously.
Oh, really?
You just don't respect your co-host, Doug.
Yeah, Doug. Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. Where does it say Tom Kreitler uses his paint to paint me into a corner? It's at the end of the script.
All right. Wood stoves, getting back to the point.
All right, hold on a minute. We got to do something, and then we'll get to the wood stove. Stand by.
Today on AppCheck, McGyro. Sheriff McGyro aims his trusty pistol at plywood cutouts. Reminds me of my old Atari console from 1985. McGyro struck out. Just
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Now, Chief Psych Trick with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you power hungry? Do you want the world to know that you're in charge? Are you kind of a take charge kind of a person?
Yep, that's me.
Well, here's an easy trick which unmasks would-be powerholics. But first, the social science of it. You can try this little exercise. Take your index finger of the hand you write with and draw the letter E on your forehead.
Well, I can do that.
If you drew it where an onlooker could tell it's the letter E, you're not as power hungry as you think. But if you drew the letter E backwards where it looked like the number 3 to the onlooker, you ignore others and you're likely out for power.
Well, it's now under my control.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if you ignore the perspective of others, you do it at your own peril. Even power-hungry people cannot survive without followers. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
I suppose I should talk now because that's what happens when there's dead air. Somebody should make an attempt to fill that dead air. All right, so I'm doing that with Tommy the Okay, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. So there are a lot of people in my neck of the woods who have wood stoves. And as Jennifer suggested, we have a lot of wood around here. And that's what I burn in the stove that's at the farm.
Right.
Just wood that we're cleaning up from around the various places where we have wood. But there are people who want to know whether wood pellets or wood bricks are better, or corn. There's all kinds of stuff, actually, as it turns out, you can burn in your wood stove. So,
yeah, and it really depends on what the stove is designed to burn and, you know, sort of a cost-benefit analysis because, you know, when it comes to wood, obviously the harder the wood that you burn, the better, and that's because it has more BTUs, it has more energy. So if you were to burn, you know, like construction lumber like pine, it's not going to be as effective as burning, say, you know, oak, because it's not going to deliver the same number of BTUs. Now, there are stoves that are designed for all of those other fuels, but I think the key, Doug, is that in most cases they're designed specifically for that. So a pellet stove, you know, has a feeder to it and that sort of thing, and it's designed to burn those pellets efficiently so that you don't waste them. I think if you just threw the pellets in a regular wood stove, they're not going to burn nearly as efficiently. So I think it's a balance of making sure that you get the most efficiency. That's the goal. How can I get the most efficiency, the most BTUs, the most amount of heat out of the fuel I'm putting into my stove?
Mm-hmm. All right. Another question here comes from a person who strongly suggested to me that I should get a kitchen designer person. I want to redo the kitchen in this house over the winter while I'm not around. And so I had my ideas, and she had her ideas, and we had an architect who had his idea. But she says, nope, you really should have a kitchen designer. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely a value to having a kitchen and bath designer. There's a certification called CKBD, Certified Kitchen and Bath Designer. It's from the National Kitchen Association and the National Kitchen and Bath Association. And these people are very qualified, and for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're going to know what the best materials are and the best sources of products, and they're going to have a really good sense on the design, and they're going to help you avoid making mistakes.
All right, that's what we're going to do, avoid mistakes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.